croak a little bit, but not speak. The guy that I worked with, I was back to work and still no voice, and I was holding something under this metal building we were assembling, and he hit my finger with the hammer. And it wasn't too bad, wasn't too hard. And he laughed. He just laughed. I said, what's this? And he said, well, you talk all the time. He said, I thought it was so funny. Here you are, you need to talk, and you can't. So I thought, well, that's a fine how do you do. But if we couldn't talk, we could still raise our palms before the Lord. Amen? We can still worship the Lord in our spirit and in our heart. The Lord has given us ways to communicate with Him, and in ways, different ways He communicates with us. Being Palm Sunday, I want to read two sets of scripture for you out of the ones we read a bit this morning. And the one is the one in Luke that Brother Arton was talking about, Luke 19, 38 and 40. And it says, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered to them, I tell you, if these should be silent, the stones would immediately cry out. And then I want to read out of the book of John, chapter 12. And if you want to turn there, 12, there's a number of verses there. I promise I won't be through reading before you get there, because we've got 5 or 6, 7 verses, something like that. The triumphal entry according to the book of John. And the part that I want to really focus on is the last part. And then I appreciate every testimony tonight. It means something. And I really appreciate Brother Connor's message on the blood and the testimony. And I think one of the things that he said that means the most to me, we all have a testimony of when we were saved. I was 8 years old, and like Becky said, number one, you're under the authority of your parents. I got away with everything I could, but that wasn't as much as I would have if I could, you understand? If they didn't hold over me. The most amazing thing, my mom would say, I'm going to tell your father. And we were scared. And but it worked pretty well, because there were times where my dad got a hold of us, and then mom would say, Herman, don't kill him. And that was even worse. I'm thinking, is that possible? He's going to beat us to death, you know. And he never did, but boy, my dad was an easygoing guy. But you make him mad, and it was done. It was finished. We knew that. So we knew what we could get by with and where to stop. But my early conversion has lasted all these years, and I appreciate the mercy of God. I don't believe there's anybody that the Lord can't speak to their heart and draw them to Himself. But that's not the only testimony. Every day the Lord's doing something for us, and those things we have to continue to share and let people know that the Lord is working mightily. Here in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 12, the next day the great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out. Now, we need to understand this was a big celebration in Jerusalem. A lot of people were coming from a lot of places. And when they realized that Jesus was going to be there, I think they got real excited. And they called out, Hosanna, which means save now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, said on it, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, they remembered these things were written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. That's what I want to emphasize, that they bore witness. You have borne witness today of the Lord and his blessing to you. For this reason, the people also met him because they heard that he had done this sign. What did he do? He raised Lazarus from the dead. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, I like this. You see that we're accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. I love that. I wish that anybody, any one of us could say that today. Oh my goodness, the world has just all turned to Jesus. That would be glorious. That would be glorious. And I do believe that we're going to see revival before the Lord comes. But then again, I do believe he could come tonight. And so whatever good happens, praise the Lord. And whatever doesn't happen, I'm ready to go. And let's leave out of here. Don, would you ask the blessing on the word tonight? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Don. What if you had been where they were when Lazarus was raised? Remember, he left plenty of time for Lazarus to be good and dead. And he said at the tomb, and he said, open the tomb. And they said, it's not going to be pleasant. And he said, open the tomb. And then he called for Lazarus to come forth. And, you know, Lazarus must have had a great testimony of what the Lord had done for him. But he wasn't the only one. We don't know how many were gathered around there. Could have been several hundred, could have been 80 or 90, I don't know. But I'll guarantee you this, when anybody heard the name of Jesus, they remembered what happened to Lazarus, and they would do everything they could to go see Jesus. And waving a palm or throwing articles of clothing down before him wouldn't be any problem at all. So the praise and the glory and the effort to get there and all that they did, they were ready to bear witness of the Lord because the great sign that he had done in their midst. So again, praise before the great sacrifice. There's two groups of people that could have been there along that path. And of course, we know the Pharisees were there. They were trying to shut things down, as a lot of the Pharisee types are even in the church today. Oh, you better calm that down. We're not living in a time to where you should be shouting and doing all these things. I believe we're living in a time where we ought to shout as much as we want to, and we ought to want to a lot. And I believe that we can rejoice in the Lord and glorify him however that the Lord is laid upon our hearts. And there should be no limits. There absolutely should be no limits on what we do for the Lord. So there's the people who were healed, and there's the people who saw the healings take place. And that's a bunch of witnesses. And so I like that line, that one line where it said that For this reason, the people met him because they that had heard and seen this, had heard what he had done, had seen this sign. And then above that, they saw Lazarus raised from the dead and they bore witness. I thought, well, you know what? We don't know the names of all the people that were healed. Who can name one person that was healed in the scripture? Give me a name. Lazarus. I kind of feel like you cheated, but who else? Ah, okay. Who else? Blind Bartimaeus. That's the one that came to me. And Mary Magdalene. Oh, you said that? I'll give you credit because anyone else? You know, we have a lot of people who were healed who were not named. But I'm going to tell you what, it didn't matter that they weren't named in the scripture. They were a witness of the power and a recipient of the power and the healing and the deliverance of Jesus Christ. So since we're studying the book of Mark, I went through the book of Mark real quickly. This is nothing that, is real quick. But I looked at the miracles that I saw that were done. And we've already, in the book of Mark, chapter 5, we've seen a bunch of miracles. Matter of fact, it takes us down to almost halfway of the page that I've got listed. First thing that Jesus did in the book of Mark, and I don't have the reference, I just wrote it down. But I want you to think about, maybe you want to give a name to these people, that's fine. Name them whatever you want, then you can remember it. First of all, he cast out an unclean spirit. And then he healed Peter's wife's mother. We should have a name for her. She was sick with a fever. And as soon as she was healed, she got up and fixed supper. That's a good deal. And then there was another group within a few verses, many healed after the Sabbath sunset. Many. Then there was the leper that was healed. The paralytic, how many remember that story where they tore the roof off? And Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you. And he heard the rumble of the Pharisees and the religious leaders, and he said, what? Is that something hard to say? He said, let me follow it up with, rise up and take your bed and walk. And he did. So, and he said that the Son of Man does have power to forgive sins. And then there was a man who had the withered hand. The Pharisees were saying, well, you can't heal on the Sabbath. And Jesus said, watch this. Stretch forth your hand. And it became whole like the other one. Again, if you want to give them a name, there's so many people that Jesus touched. Then he calmed the windstorm, and even the fishermen were upset. You know, if you're a fisherman, you've been out some rough water, but they were scared. And they said, hey, don't you care? Don't you care that we're going to end up capsize and trouble everywhere? And he just said, peace be still, and it calmed down. Then there was the legion of demons that came out of the man. And we've been studying that about it could be anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 to 6,000 to 12,500 demons cast into 2,000 pigs. And the pigs had good sense enough to go drown themselves. They didn't want demons in them. This man lived for we don't know how long exactly under the torment of that. And as soon as he was delivered, I love the way it's just phrased that he was sitting up in his right mind. Clothed. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how great of a change that the Lord brought for him. And then the lady with the issue of blood, and Jairus' daughter that was raised from the dead, 12 years old, feeding of the 5,000. Oh my goodness. If you got to eat what Jesus had provided, you'd surely remember that and be appreciative. And then Jesus walks on the water, and there weren't that many, mainly the disciples that witnessed that. And then the scripture says that there were many touched by him. Many. It'd be hard to name them all. And we wouldn't remember their names possibly anyway. And then he cast out a demon out of the Gentile's daughter. Remember the lady said, I need my daughter delivered. And he said, well, we really don't have any fellowship with Gentiles. And it's not meet to give you this. And she said, but called her a dog, actually. She said, even the dogs get the crumbs from the table. And he said, okay, your daughter's healed and delivered. Then he healed a deaf mute. That was the one that threw himself in the fire. And that's got to be ugly. Feeding the 4,000. The blind man at Bethsaida, and that's not Bartimaeus yet. He saw men as trees, and the Lord said, it's not enough. We're going to let you see all the way. And he touched him and he was healed. Then Jesus was transfigured on the mount. The deaf and dumb spirit cast out of the little boy. And then blind Bartimaeus. Mary Magdalene, I threw her in because I knew the name. But there's so many that we don't know the names of. There were 10 lepers. And so I thought, well, that's an amazing group, and that's just from the book of Mark. And when you bring together the other books, there were so many people that were touched by Jesus. And Let me just ask you, how many has ever been healed? That's a good accounting. I won't ask who's had the devil cast out of you, because that's kind of, that's bad taste. So I figured there's these several hundred of people, maybe thousands, that were healed. I still like John's reference that if everything that he did was put in a book, the world couldn't hold the books. But so I calculated that of the witnesses, there were 12,502. And I'm not sure they all showed up on this time. Now, you say, where do you get that? Right out of the air. Supposition all the way. No fact, no worry. If that troubles you, forget about it, because it's what's within my head for the moment. But there were a lot of people that saw Jesus do wonderful things. Someone that was well could see someone suffering and see the Lord touch them, and immediately they were made whole. It has an impact on you. What's the greatest miracle you've ever seen? Anyone want to share that? What's the greatest miracle? I've seen in this church, I saw Charlie's leg get healed. Becky had a healing sitting right over there. There was a guy that had something on his hand that wasn't there before, and Leroy Jenkins prayed for him, and it looked like somebody had taken a silicone gun and put a bead right down his hand, and it was very shiny. It was really brilliantly shiny, and it wasn't there before. It's amazing. And then there was other things. Someone share with me, what's the greatest miracle you've ever seen? Sister Becky?
Mm-hmm. And her hands were bent so far, her fingernails had grown into her. Do you remember that? Grown into her arm. I believe it was in Lubbock, Texas. Mm. But they prayed for her, and we saw it. Her hands straight right out right then. I saw that, and it was wonderful. Yes, at Brother Throckmorton's church in Lubbock.
Oh, really? J.O. or? Forgot it. Okay. It's amazing what God has done. And all the people that were along that path, they had a reason to praise the Lord, because they saw what Jesus had done. They saw his compassion. They saw his love. But they were about to witness something even more than that when he died on the cross for all of us, so that we might have that power to go forward with. We're not a powerless church. We have the power of the Lord right now, and he can do the same thing when we can all be witnesses of it. Anyone else want to share something that you saw that's amazing? You know, Brother Lyle had a healing of an appendix, I think, and he said he had a scar. I thought, that's incredible. That's incredible. I don't remember what age he was. Sharon, do you remember how old he was when that happened?
He was a young boy.
Young boy. It's incredible, because every time you look at the scar, you see that you know the mercy and the power of God. And so we witnessed some things, and we want to see more and more of the Lord's mercy to people. And we have wonderful doctors and so forth these days, but it's so good to know that the Lord is able to heal and to strengthen. Anyone else want to share anything? Sister Derek?
Here we had, I think it was either Mike or Jim Miller.
Really, Ken, too? And I do remember the time that we had the news that Bonnie Cash had cancer, I believe, and we were in church on a Sunday morning, and I don't even think we went to Sunday school. I think we just started praying, And I see Bonnie on the Facebook all the time, and the Lord gave her a miracle. And we've heard Skip and Delilah testify of her miracle, of the Lord being with her, I think, when Darren was being born. And it's amazing what the Lord can do and what he will do. And I'm glad that we're in a position to where we can look to him and that we're not limiting the Lord. He can do whatever he wants to, and we're going to lean on him with everything that we are. We want to see souls saved, but I guarantee you this, if we're going to see the same thing as where they said, oh, the whole world has gone after him, we're going to see things happen, and it'll turn their heads and turn their eyes on Jesus. Anyone else before we leave? We're going to, Sister Cheryl. I tell you what, when we heard the news of what had happened to Phil, it just, and to know that the Lord was with him every step of the way, and I know it wasn't easy. It couldn't have been an easy thing, but God is so merciful, and he's walking and doing all the things that he's doing in life today because of the mercy of God. And I don't discount what the doctors do. I praise God for the doctors, but I'm also thankful for the Lord having his hand over us. Brother Arden? Whoa. Well, so it's amazing what the Lord has done in just a small group that we are, the miracles and the love and the mercy that he's shown to us. And I just pray that the Lord will minister to others, and that there'll be a great following of him, because I don't know what the people are doing out in the world without Christ. I don't know how they're coping. The things out there are just so unsettled and all, but Jesus is the answer for them and for us today. Would you stand with us right now? And we're just going to have a prayer and seek the Lord here a minute, and then we're going to be dismissed. Precious Savior, we honor you. And Lord, the reason we've shared this story is because we want to brag on who you are. We want to praise you because you created the heaven and earth, but you've created us and you've healed us. We've seen miracles and heard of miracles, and we want just to give honor to you because you've shown such mercy. Lord, we understand that there is natural healing in our bodies, but we glorify you because there's also a divine healing of your tender heart and your mercy. And because you shed your blood on the cross, and because of your stripes that you bore, and because of the resurrection day, we have hope that all things are possible through you. And I pray, Lord, that you'll minister. I pray that you'll minister to hearts and souls where people are just upside down in their views and in their understanding of who you are. I pray, Lord, that you'll make it very clear and put a light, Jesus, in their path, that they might see and know that you're God Almighty. Minister, Lord, to those that are sick in our congregation. Help us, Lord, to see miracle after miracle of your tender grace. We commit our week to you. We pray, Lord, your blessing upon your people. We pray, Lord, you'll strengthen us and that you'll protect us from all the things that are out there that could be harmful. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch our children, that you'll minister to them this week and not let anything, Lord, be a harm to them. Protect them and keep them. And for all, Lord, we trust in you tonight and we bring glory to your holy name. Amen. Well, Brother Watson used to say, are all minds clear? I'm afraid to ask that question.